This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Federal health officials say they have found evidence of additional H5 bird flu infections among dairy workers, including in Colorado. CPR's John Daly reports.
They called for more testing of workers on farms when animals are infected with bird flu. A new study found some dairy workers showed signs of infection even when they didn't report feeling sick. Blood tests from 115 farm workers in Colorado and Michigan found 8, that's 7%, had antibodies that indicated previous infection with the virus. Here's the CDC's Dr. Nirav Shah.
We in public health need to cast a wider net in terms of who is offered a test so that we can identify, treat, and isolate those individuals.
The CDC says PPE can protect against infection. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The representative-elect for Colorado's 8th Congressional District talked about his agenda in the next Congress Monday. Republican Gabe Evans talked about his focus on things like drug overdoses and bank robberies.
I saw those problems as a police officer, couldn't have the impact I wanted as a police officer, and so that's why I ran for and won my state house seat, and that's why I'm now so incredibly honored by the confidence and by the faith that the voters in Colorado's 8th Congressional District have instilled in me.
Evans won a very close race over incumbent Democrat Yadira Caraveo. Colorado's delegation will have an even split of 4 Republicans and 4 Democrats representing the state in the U.S. House next year. RTD's 15-person board of directors will get 7 new members after last week's election. Many of them say they want more accountability and transparency from RTD management. Matt Larson will represent parts of Denver and Aurora.
I want the board to be more aggressive, more ambitious, hold management accountable for their performance. I mean, the fact is, I don't think they have performed in a stellar fashion.
RTD's outgoing board chair defended the agency, saying it's made big strides in recent years on improving maintenance and hiring more bus drivers. This is CPR News.